This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
National Radio Day today. That's right, we're tooting our own horn today. Just a little bit. If you got a good radio memory, share it with us. A favorite radio personality. A particular moment you remember. To talk about it. 800-228-0550. Toll free telephone number. 701-258-0550. 258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennett. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is out filling the bus today, doing that annual effort to collect all kinds of school supplies, which I think is really neat. So awesome. Grab a backpack and head on over there, right across from Century High. What's that?
So that's awesome. He's doing that.
That is awesome. Yeah, it's kind of neat. So Todd Mitchell is there, and Kevin Flynn is subbing for him.
I found one from our
today.
I found one from our younger days, listening to the radio out of the Twin Cities. Remember Don Duchesne? Did you ever listen to Don Duchesne on KDWB?
Well,
just a great,
don't remember
great
that name.
Guy. No. Let's see if you remember this. This was the he was like the night guy on KDWB. No, that's not coming up now. But yeah, this, I'm just now that you've got me going on this, I've been Googling different radio stations, and boy, that's great. All the old air checks that are online now.
Yeah, the listeners overwhelmingly are saying Paul Harvey was their favorite. So do me a favor, dig up Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. All right, Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil. And one of his radio commentaries that was so good. We'll play that one here in a little bit. Texter says, I see why Fox Network got rid of Gretchen Carlson. Liberal, loudmouth, backstabber, saboteur, just like Regina Hopper. Two liberal losers, feminist liberal losers. Hopefully both are kicked to the curb before September 9, 2018, says one of our listeners. Another says, I was a graduate of Brown Institute when it was still Brown, November 1969. First and only radio job was K-Bomb, KBOM in Mandan. Isn't that something? Alan Bismarck. Another Brown Institute. I mentioned my dad was a Brown Institute grad. He was.
As am I.
Yeah. Another says, my favorite, your predecessor, the one who started What's on Your Mind, the one and only John Ruby. All right. Some good names there. Another, Paul Harvey, definitely my favorite radio memory. Keep those coming. 800-228-0550. Here's a texter wants a little late to share it with her since she's gone already, but we had Brigitte Gabriel on the program on her new book, Rise. And a texter says, tell your guest value should start with the president, and he has none. And the American media were, the American mafia were IMAGRENT. What is this texter trying to tell me?
Integrated, maybe?
And the American mafia were, maybe immigrant. He's just spelling it interestingly. We're immigrant from Europe. So it's not only Mexicans that are rotten. Who said Mexicans were rotten? My goodness. Oh, the left is so angry in this country. They hate President Trump with all their, every fiber of their being. And anybody else that likes him. Got a call from a listener on the New Mexico guy that Brigitte Gabriel talked about. You could play that here. I'll take John in West Fargo first, though, with a radio memory. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I have just a couple of memories of KFYR radio through the years. The old Reb, Dan Brannigan, I remember those guys real well. Padres Platters, great memory. But about 35 years ago or so, I was in radio. And I love the NFL on Sunday afternoons. And I was on Sunday afternoon. I brought a little TV out, and I put it on a wastebasket underneath the control panel. And I was the only one out there and watching TV. And I completely lost myself, and I don't know how much dead air time was on the radio, but I had a guy call in and said, you got a problem with your radio? And I said, no, and that's when it dawned on me, holy smokes, it's been dead air. And the guy called back later, I say about 4 hours later, and says, you know what, I found my problem, it was my radio, that's what the problem was. And I was so relieved to hear that from that guy. So I don't know if I had 5 minutes dead air or what the deal was, but I got so involved in that game. So that's an old radio memory for me. Appreciate you guys. Listen to you all the time.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Glad the boss didn't stroll through on a Sunday to see you cheering the games. Thanks for that. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, by the way, we're going to talk with another guest about the nomination process, what's to come, hearings, and all the drama that will shortly ensue over Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. So that's Sarah Fagan, bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we're talking to you about anything you'd like to talk about this morning at 800-228-0550 on National Radio Day. What I love most about radio is it's a companion. It's companionship. That's what I most relish about it. And like no other media has that, where you can be all alone but feel like you're talking to a friend, you know? And ironically, that's how I am in the radio business. Because my dad, it's a long story, but he had a really bad injury as a little guy. 9 or 10, maybe 11 years old, I forget the age, but he loved baseball up to that point. And the injury fell down some stairs and got cut up really bad, ended up in the children's hospital. And he was there for the better part of 3 years with very few visitors from back home in Madison, Minnesota. But his companion in the hospital, the Gillette Children's Hospital, was radio. And especially sports. He loved baseball. He loved games. So he listened to everything, and it became his companion. And then, of course, he got back. He couldn't play baseball anymore, couldn't play sports anymore. And so then he became a play-by-play guy as well. And that sent him on a course to go to Brown Institute and ultimately be in radio. So when I was born, 1964, he was, you know, 2-3 years already out of Brown Institute and working in the radio business. So I was, as they say, born with a microphone in my mouth. That's where I got my love for radio. It was literally in my blood. It came from my dad. And been part-time since I was 12. I did that TV thing that caller just talked about, too. Yeah, we had one of those, you know, the goofy little antenna. You had to move it. While manning the controls on a Sunday morning. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope all the Republicans have got their stuff put together, because this poll is going to be more voter fraud than anybody ever seen before. The Democrats aren't going to take no chance at all on losing. And I believe that in 2016... if the pollsters would have said that the president was going to win, there would have been a lot of voter fraud in 2016, too, because the Democrats weren't about to take any chance of losing.
Yeah, so true. Very interesting. John, thanks a bunch for that comment. Appreciate it very much. Jim in Fargo has a radio memory. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was back when I was a teenager, KOMA in Oklahoma. I bet a bunch of your listeners can remember KOMA in Oklahoma with the music, and everybody, if you got your car just right, you could get it at night. Because the Fargo stations, at, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, that had music, they went off the air. So KOMA, I've talked to many a person that's an older person like I am, and KOMA is... was a memory for many. Tacoma in Oklahoma.
K-O-M-A. There's also a K-M-A in Shenandoah.
That one I don't know, but I certainly do remember Coma. And radio, if I lived on the farm, that was, that's how I became a Packer fan in 1955. I got Packer games, and I said, boy, that's my team, and it still is today.
I love it. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Your radio memories or anything else you're on What's On Your Mind on National Radio Day? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Texter says, hey, Scott, hope you didn't get the liberal memo to not trash Gretchen Carlson, loser of Miss America 2018, and to not defend the real winner of Miss America 2018, the highly intelligent, honest and open, talented, superb role model, Cara Munn. No, I didn't get such a liberal memo. In fact, I've been talking about this since last hour and welcoming other comments on it. Thank you, though. 800-228-0550. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Diesel is the spot. If you have a tractor, if you have a truck, you have any kind of equipment at all that has a diesel engine and needs repair, something that's been perplexing you or just something you've been putting off or maybe a little maintenance so it doesn't happen again, this is the guy you want to call, CJ at DAC Diesel. What are you working on this morning, CJ?
I I got a 6NZ tore apart here. The guy had a miss in it, and it actually sounded pretty bad, but it turned out that it's not too bad. All it is was a broken rocker injector. But that's the old-style rockers on this C-15, so we're actually putting the new updated style on. So they, well, hopefully don't ever break again. You know, this is about the best solution to that, preventing that from happening. And that's just one of these things we do down here. You know, if you got an issue, want to solve it, or if you got something that just keeps coming back, you know, there's always ways to solve that problem so it doesn't plague you for the next year, you know, next 5-10 years down the road, or until you get rid of your truck, tractor, or pickup, whatever it is, so.
And not to mention, you're the only shop owner I know that gives out his cell phone number. It says, just right here, if you need me, call me.
That's exactly.
Service. That's service. Yep. That is big-time service.
Yep. Yeah, you can call me on my cell, which is 210-0888, or the office number is 258-5011. And then, you know, we're here from, well, I don't know, most of the time I'm here from 5:30 in the morning until about 6:30 at night, you know, but definitely give me a call or check us out on the web.
TACDiesel.com. Thanks, CJ. Good chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550, our telephone number, and let's get back to the phones here. Kevin, have you got, did you find If I Were the Devil, Paul Harvey?
I found it, but YouTube is having issues this morning, apparently, so we're working on it, but I'll get it up for you. Yep.
You let me know when it's ready to roll.
I will.
And how long it is, so we make sure we get it in before the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Scott in Minot. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
I am excellent. Well, my radio memories go back to, as a very young kid, KLPM here in Minot. And then in the early 70s, listening on my 6 transistor, I would pick up WBBM out of Chicago and also KOMA, as mentioned earlier. And on WBBM Chicago, about 10 o'clock at night, they would play some old-time radio programs called CBS Radio Mystery Theater. And I got hooked on that big time. And now, with the Internet, I can listen to WNAR out of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, that also plays the old-time radio programs, but is very Christian-based and also very patriotic-based. And that is definitely one of my go-to stations on the Internet.
Fantastic. Love it, Scott. Thank you so much. Glad you have that love for radio. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Oh, man, I loved radio ever since I could turn it on.
Appreciate that, and thanks for listening. Thanks so much. Luke, out in Western North Dakota, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I just had a memory from when I lived in Fargo about 10 years ago. The Bob 95 station, when it was transitioning over, I never did get an answer to why, but they played Rolf Harris, Timey Kangaroo Downsport, for about 36 hours straight, back to back to back. Had a lot of fun with that with my boss when we were hanging beat rock. It was quite comical.
Appreciate that, Luke.
Over and over again.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
And, you know, as a kid growing up by the Canadian border, we got a lot of Canadian radio. Howard Manchime from 92 CDFM, that radio voice, I can still hear it in my head. You know, there was just something about the stories and the behind the scenes of rock music and stuff like that. He always had good little stories after, before he played a tune. So always enjoyed radio. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, Luke. We appreciate you. Rob in Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I was listening to KFYR back when I was in high school, and my dad owned a shoe store. And one of our salespeople and I both could not stand the roller skate song. It was just so bad. We just could not stand it. So
I wonder what was it called the roller skate song? I believe so.
I
was.
I think he's singing of Melanie and Brand New Key.
Uh huh. That might be it. Yes. Anyway, okay. We could not stand that song, so we called the old Rev up and asked him if he would not play it for a week. And we offered him a little bit of a bribe, a six-pack of his favorite beer. And he agreed not to play it for a whole week, just for us, for a six-pack of beer. And he came in and collected it at my dad's shoe store.
He wanted that brew. Give me that six-pack. Oh, that's a good story. Very good. And you were saving the song, but is this the song?
Oh, you got something I need. Well,
yes, sir, that's it.
I hate that song, too.
I've got a brand new pair. Yeah, I can see where that would really get annoying. Yeah, perfect.
Also, love the old Rev's wake-up calls in the morning when he did his battle cry.
I never heard him, but I've heard so many great stories. Didn't he have an issue with clearing his throat every now and then, too? And
I don't recall that, but yes.
Wasn't afraid to leave the mic on to clear the throat, wake everybody up?
Sure.
love it. Good talking to you. Take care. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Hey, a little programming note. Mike Lindell will join us on Monday. I mentioned earlier, MyPillow founder, creator, Mike Lindell. He'll be in Bismarck Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's doing an open-to-the-public faith, family, freedom little gathering, little freedom rally on Saturday at Shiloh. And so we'll have all the details for you tomorrow, but mark that on your calendar, Saturday afternoon. I think it's Saturday afternoon. Can't remember the time for that event on Saturday at Shiloh, but he'll be here tomorrow. So, Washington Post breaking a story this morning that Brett Kavanaugh, a Supreme Court nominee, and we're going to talk about here in a little bit with our guest, proposed graphic questions for Bill Clinton about the Lewinsky affair in a 1998 memo. How is this news? Leave it to the Washington Post. You know, do you think graphic questions are warranted when you have graphic behavior by a president with an underling? Now the person that is crafting the questions to get the answers necessary for the law to do what it does, he's the bad one. So mark my word, you'll be hearing about that a lot for a few days. There's some big deal. Wolfman Jack, somebody said. How about that? From Tijuana, Mexico. Late night with his howling like a wolf on XERB. Yeah, remember that one. Scott, I heard a Canadian journalist named Gordon Sinclair back in the 70s. He went on the radio to voice his opinion on how generous and giving Americans are. I'll never forget it. I believe you can still hear it on YouTube, says Arlene. Thank you, Arlene. Another texture. I'm curious how many of your listeners, after hearing Ms. Gabriel's impassioned interview, said to themselves, I'm going to get the book or do more to preserve our freedoms. A poll may be interesting. Thank you for that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Sharing some fun memories for you today on National Radio Day. Thank you for all the comments. Texter or emailer, I guess, just sent a note. Said, Scott, we used to love Uncle Jack in Minot. Don't remember the radio station, but he did some great parody songs. The Minot Rap and Where is Botno are two funny ones. Wish we could find those somewhere and play them. Thanks, Barbara. Kevin's on it. He'll start looking for it right now. Another emailer says, tell Valley City Republicans to get with it. Heidi Heitkamp signs all over. Only see one Kramer sign. Well, there you go. You know, we talk about ways you can help. This goes back to that question of, you know, what are you most worried about the day after Election Day? You wake up and you have this feeling from what? So what are you going to do in the meantime? Maybe it's as this emailer suggests or texter suggested. Get out there and put up signs. Put them all over. This hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit in workforce safety and insurance, a safety training spotlight. Did you know that workforce safety and insurance has an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses to choose from? Contact WSI, find out more about that. They partnered with the Associated General Contractors, AGC, through the Safety Training and Education Program. It's a STEP grant to provide safety training classes. So if you want more information on that, the June classes, view WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com, workforcesafety.com, and ndsc.org. Training icon at the top there, give you a lot of options there. Those two work very well together to keep you alive, keep you safe. That's why we love talking about it here on What's On Your Mind. Well, I'm going to take one more radio memory, and then I have a guest here to talk about Brett Kavanaugh, the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Randy in Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm Randy. I like your show. I listen to it all the time, but when I was little, I listened to the old Reb. And he would wake me up for school every day, so I really loved him. The other one I really like is Brian Saylor. He worked with me, so I like to say hi to him. So
awesome. I love it, Randy. Thank you so much. And appreciate others sharing their good memories. Paul Harvey has been a consistent name we heard this morning. We have a little Paul Harvey for you coming up. Stay tuned for that. Sarah Fagan is here, and Sarah is someone that worked for the 43rd president of the United States, George W. Bush, and now she is a part of the Judicial Crisis Network's, outreach and efforts to talk about the Brett Kavanaugh and get a discussion going. A lot of times there's a lot of hoopla when these are announced and then when the hearings start, but nothing in between to get people sort of the information they need about this. And obviously, I don't know about you, but I'm watching very closely to see whether Heidi Heitkamp will vote for Brett Kavanaugh. She didn't start off on the best foot, not meeting with him and putting that off. And then when she did meet with him, finally succumbing to that, saying that she didn't want any pictures taken, by any of the media out front of her office or any questions asked of her. So we're watching this. I think it's impossible for her not to vote for him, but we'll see what Sarah thinks. Sarah, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm well. Hi, Scott. Good to talk to you.
You would know the political pressure that happens in Washington, D.C. Quite well. So maybe I'm naive, but to me, politically speaking, with Heidi Heitkamp in this colossal battle that literally is the number one race everyone's watching, and in the middle of that, knowing North Dakota is Trump country, she's trying to dance that a little bit. Doesn't she have to vote for Brett Kavanaugh politically?
Well, she should vote for him for all the right reasons, but also politically, you know, if she's trying to save her seat, you'd think the answer would be yes. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh has been really in my mind, having worked in the Bush administration, as you pointed out, and having worked not only on Justices Alito and Roberts' confirmation teams, but the very short-lived Harriet Myers teams. We've seen these things go really well, and I've seen them go really poorly. And I think Judge Kavanaugh's effort here in the days between the announcement and his actual Senate vote have been next to flawless. He is a fantastic judge with a long record of being a fair jurist who looks at the issues. No one doubts his intellectual credentials, including the Democrats and liberal jurists. So she's in a real pickle, I think, you know, between Chuck Schumer and the people of North Dakota.
Absolutely. I mean, does it matter for people to call? I mean, in other words, is she looking at a set of, you know, pluses and minuses where she's weighing this independent of anything else? Or does you know, hearing from constituents at the event she might be at or on the telephone at her offices make a difference?
I think it makes a huge difference. Putting yourself in her shoes, of course, it's a tough place to be. You're a member of the Democratic caucus. You're trying to move up the ranks because, of course, seniority helps your state too. And she has to manage that. However, her number one job is to represent the people of her state, and a state that wants judges who interpret the Constitution and don't legislate from the bench, who don't make up laws on the fly, who deeply understand the mission of the Supreme Court. You know, she's got to weigh that heavily. You know, I think all too often what happens in these situations but members of both parties do this, of course, but is, you know, they'll wait. You know, she isn't going to be the 50th vote, but, you know, if it looks like there's going to be 50 votes for him, she'll certainly be the 51st. And you hope that people look at this and members of the Senate look at this and say, okay, I'm going to do the right thing regardless of where the chips fall. But all too often, you know, they're just too political in the way that they decide it, which is, you know, to me, argue she is being very political, even if she ends up doing the right thing, which is why not announce your support for him now? There is enough evidence to suggest that he is a very worthy Supreme Court justice. The president gets to pick this. That's how it works. It looks to me like she's waiting to see how the wind blows on this.
What is the conventional wisdom right now in Washington as to, where we're at with the amount of noses that are a yes? I mean, is this looking as though he's confirmed?
I think he's going to definitely get there. I mean, you know, the worst-case scenario is the vice president ends up, casting a deciding vote. But I think if you think about the more moderate Republicans, the Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski's, you know, they've given no indication that they oppose him. And he's done very well in all his meetings. You know, he's got hearings coming up, starting right after Labor Day. But I think, you know, I would expect that he will do very well in those. That if he garners the support of all the Republicans, that there will be a handful of Democrats that support him for all the reasons we've just been talking about, you know, if no other reason, just for their own political benefit. You know, and he should get over 50 votes, I would expect.
There's a story out of the Washington Post today that is making a big deal of a memo they've unearthed where Judge Kavanaugh has written graphic questions to be used in Ken Starr's investigation. I got a kick out of the label graphic questions because I'm thinking, given what we know about what Bill Clinton did, how else would you ask questions in a legal proceeding concerning that? But obviously this is the kind of treatment we expect from the media. But I do think they are trying to use that as a way to say this guy's partisan, right? That he was part of Ken Starr and went after Bill Clinton and all that. What, I mean, is that a worry at all?
Well, look, they're grasping at straws. I mean, you have the best argument here, which is how else would you ask questions given what transpired, you know, in the Clinton White House and in the Oval Office specifically? And, you know, what I read basically suggests that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's just very literal. He just, you know, he asked specific questions because that's what lawyers do, and good lawyers do it. And he had a job to do. He was working with the lead independent investigator, and he was doing his job. And basically all the jobs he's done, you know, if we've seen sort of the paper trail that have come, whether his current position as a district court judge or his, you know, jobs in the White House, he's been very thorough and very detailed. So you would expect nothing less. You know, I worked with him. I don't find him to be an overtly partisan person. He certainly obviously worked in a Republican administration, and he's a conservative person and has a very conservative view of how a judge should behave, that they should not legislate from the bench. But he's not overtly partisan, certainly not somebody who's working on campaigns and, you know, involved in the politics day to day that you know, many of us who came up in actual campaign politics were. So I just think that's, again, you know, another one of their kind of, you know, grasping at straw strategies, you know, which is, you know, let's read every email the guy ever wrote, which is ridiculous and a standard that is unnecessary and not been held to other Supreme Court nominees. Or now this, you know, they'll find a memo, they'll find, you know, some email on the war on terror and they blow it out of proportion. And, you know, as a lawyer, his job is to help support his senior team in doing their jobs. And it looks to me like he did that incredibly well.
Grab a pen, folks. I'm going to give you a telephone number to be able to call Senator Heitkamp's office. And I really hope you do this, especially if you've never done it before. Take 30 seconds and you know, somebody answers the phone, you say, I'd like to ask for Senator Heitkamp to vote for Judge Kavanaugh. Simple as that. Tell her, please, to vote for Judge Kavanaugh. So I'll give you the number in a second. Texter says, Heidi doesn't want to vote for Judge Kavanaugh, and I hope she doesn't. That way everyone will see what a hardcore leftist she really is. Her politics are far better suited for California than North Dakota. Thanks for that. I only have 30 seconds. Real quick answer. What difference will Judge Kavanaugh mean for the United States Supreme Court and Americans?
That I think is so exciting about him is that he is clearly a leader, not just someone who's going to go and write a thoughtful opinion. He's somebody who is going to be able to lead the court, who's going to bring the court, you know, to a position of, you know, uniformity in a positive way, leading his colleagues. And that's what we need is are not only good jurists, but also good leaders. And he'll do that very well.
Boy. Think about that, folks. Think about how many people said, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump if for no other reason because what he will put on the Supreme Court, and he is fulfilling that promise. Here's that number. It's Senator Heitkamp's office. This is the Bismarck office, 701-258-4648. 701-258-4648. They'll ask your name and where you're from and your address so you can get a reply. Do it. Sarah, thanks. Good to catch up with you. Take care.
Thank you.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hinnon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thoreson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thousand Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thousand. You'll enjoy it. Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth, and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I got a closed-circuit message to nurses or anybody that has a family member that is a nurse, and I want to talk a little bit about why you became a nurse. You have a heart for others, right? And I'm guessing you want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession and increase your lifetime earnings. And the key to rising in your profession is what? It's earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And at the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. And now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run $8,000 higher. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because Caring for others is what you do. Caring for what you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right, we've been talking about National Radio Day much of the morning, and folks weighing in with their best radio memories. And the overwhelming name we've heard a lot of different names, which has been kind of fun. Some regional names from Minot stations, Bismarck stations, Fargo stations, but also Paul Harvey, who, of course, was on many, many stations. And I remember this piece from Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. Listen to this.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
There you go, folks. Do you know that first version was from 1964? He did one in 1964. He later updated it. But 1964. Think about that. Pretty incredible. Paul Harvey. What a voice. Paul Harvey. Good day. Those pauses. Are they not the best? Loved it.
A master.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Two other calls want to get in here with a radio memory. You got to do it quick. Jason, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, John.
This is Jason.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yep.
Hello?
Hi, Jason. Are you there? Are you there?
I'm sorry, I had my headset acting up. Real quick, I just want to say that devil thing that you just played, Paul Harvey, if you really think about it, most of that stuff is starting to come to fruition, so to speak, in a way.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I remember listening to him riding on the school bus. My dad would not let us change the channel for nothing. him being the bus driver and all.
Oh, is that right? That's a good story, Jason. I got to go quickly here. Tim and Bismarck, get your take in here real quick. Your radio memory is what?
Hey, one of the people that we always forget to talk about is the one and only Todd Mitchell. He's been with us since, what, February of 1997. He's heard throughout three Canadian provinces, seven U.S. states. The guy always goes
That's
out
right.
and limbs for everybody else.
We can't forget the ones that are on the radio, Tim. You're exactly right. Thank you very much. He's out there today filling the bus. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow with Mike Lundell to tell you about his trip to North Dakota and Bismarck this weekend.
Watford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.